Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
R. Kelly's attorneys requesting an immediate release. Are they saying what exactly they're basing this request on, Dean?
Yes, they say that his life is in danger. His attorneys said that federal authorities are behind a plot to have R. Kelly killed by a fellow inmate to keep him from revealing prosecutorial misconduct.
Hmm.
So I imagine we'll hear more about this later on. He is currently serving a 20-year sentence for racketeering and sex trafficking in North Carolina right now. His attorneys want him to be released and placed on home detention.
We're hearing from Mary Lou Retton now for the first time in a long time. Well, what is she saying?
Yeah, she's... I don't know if everybody remembers that in May, last May, she was in West Virginia. She was stopped by police for driving, as the citation said, all over the roadway near downtown Fairmont, West Virginia. She was tested and was found to be driving under the influence. Her blood levels were higher than they should have been. There was a screw top bottle of wine in her passenger seat. And now Mary Lou Retton hasn't said anything about this since May, but yesterday she says she takes full responsibility for her actions. What happened was completely unacceptable. I make no excuses to my family, friends, and fans. I have let you down for that. I am deeply sorry. I am determined to learn and grow from this experience. I am committed to making positive changes in my life. I truly appreciate your concern, encouragement, and continued support. So, and she entered a no contest plea to the DUI charge, got a $100 fine, standard for a first-time offense, I'm told, in West Virginia. But she's, you know, making a complete apology, and you know,
good for her.
If it turns out good, then it turns out good.
It feels like summer today. Good time to remind people about the Millennium Park movies.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Have you ever done this? Gone to, you know, in Millennium Park or any of the outdoor venues to see movies?
I've done it in other cities where they have like a rooftop thing, and it's really a lot of fun.
What, our city's not good enough for you?
Well, we didn't have it here,
did you? Got to go someplace else. I'll go, but I won't go to Grant Park.
No. That's not it at all.
No, I know what you mean. When you're on vacation,
that's right.
I've done it too in other cities. But they just announced the schedule for the movies that they're going to be showing at the Pritzker Pavilion. And it's really fun. You can sit in the pavilion if you want to, but what's really fun is you take a blanket, you take some lawn chairs, you take a picnic, you know, you pack up some food and go and, you know, sit down on the lawn and enjoy movies. It'll start on July the 1st with the movie The Sandlot. How fun would that be? And then they're going to have Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. A week later, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Love and Basketball on July 22nd, The Grand Budapest Hotel, fantastic movie, July 29th, Julia Roberts, My Best Friend's Wedding after that, Wicked is going to be August the 12th, and Pride and Prejudice will wrap up the season on August 19th. Speaking of Wicked, by the way, the Paramount Theater in Aurora is going to do a Wicked sing-along. This should be... I would pay any money for you to go to this.
This is my nightmare.
You name the dollar amount, and we'll all take a collection for Bob to sit not only through Wicked, but a Wicked sing-along where the entire audience is singing along. Two shows, Saturday, June 21st.
Please don't let my wife find out about this, because she's going to want to go and the kids are going to want to go.
You can either go to the 2 p.m. or the 7 p.m. or both. Uh-huh. How great! How fun would that be?
I think I'd rather go to Las Vegas and see the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, now this is something that I have got some interest in. Yesterday would have been the 103rd birthday for Judy Garland, who really kind of broke through with the Wizard of Oz back in 1939, of course. And they announced on that occasion yesterday that they're going to be showing the 1939 original film on the Sphere in Las Vegas. So this incredible movie is going to be a full immersive experience, 360 degrees around you while you watch this classic film. Tickets for it are on sale now. It's going to open through August the 28th. And I checked this morning. It's running at least until the end of the year at the Sphere in Las Vegas. Tickets, the lower price tickets are around $150. They go up, you know, as seating changes. I don't know what the ideal seating is at the Sphere. I've never been there yet. But they started at $150 and go up from there. So if you're a Wizard of Oz fan, you won't be in Kansas anymore. Well, that's for sure.
You'll be in an unbelievable venue. People say it's
pretty
fantastic.
Pretty cool, yeah.
Dean has some suggestions for what to watch this week.
Yeah, we've got some pretty all-star offerings this week, like Julianne Moore's latest called Echo Valley. She's a mother who will stop at nothing to protect her troubled daughter, played by Sydney Sweeney. That starts streaming Friday on Apple Plus. Bryce Dallas Howard's got a new comedy that begins tomorrow on Amazon Prime. She plays an improv teacher offered the chance to use her skills to infiltrate the London criminal underground. Again, it's called Deep Cover. Orlando Bloom co-stars with her on that. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger is back in FUBAR. Season 2 of the series is focused around the former California governor trying to stop World War III. Carrie Ann Moss from the Matrix series co-stars with him on this one. I talked with Arnold Schwarzenegger yesterday. I'm going to have that interview for you next week, but talks about the series, but also talks about his son, Patrick Schwarzenegger, who is, you know, one of the stars of the latest season of White Lotus, and told some hilarious stories about Patrick Schwarzenegger.
I bet.
So we'll make a note to be here on Monday for that. Got a bunch of documentaries this week. One of them, I'm fascinated by all things Titanic. This one is called Titan, the Oceangate Disaster. This is the story of that submersible that was going to look at the wreckage of the Titanic when it actually exploded and killed everybody who was on the submersible. That one is streaming on Netflix now. David Attenborough is still at it, and this time he takes us under the sea to uncover the wonders of life in his new docuseries called Ocean. That is streaming now on Disney Plus. We've got family members telling the story of the Gilgo Beach serial killer in Gilgo Beach serial killer House of Secrets. That's streaming now on Peacock. And there is also the documentary Trainwreck, the Astroworld Tragedy, that examines the infamous and deadly Travis Scott concert that took place there. For some laughs this weekend, you can't do much better than comedian Mike Birbiglia. For the Father's Day weekend, especially, his new special, it's called The Good Life, is mostly him talking about being a good dad, being a good son to his dad, being a good husband. It's a very family-oriented kind of special. And really funny. The Good Life is streaming now on Netflix.
And in about an hour or so on WGN TV, Dean cooks. What's today's recipe?
This is going to be a very interesting cooking segment today because for the first time this season, I'll be outside grilling. But they're setting me up for grilling in the area where the WGN news vans park, not in the usual garden area. We have a very lovely garden area. We have a very lovely front lawn here at 2501 West Bradley Place. This is where I'll be, is where all the satellite dishes are and where all the diesel fumes are from.
Oh, you're going to be microwaved and more.
Right. I'm going to be glowing by the time the segment is over today. So it should be pretty fun back there, I think.
Why don't you cook something in one of those satellite dishes?
Yeah, I don't even need to use any of the grills. No. This year, between the news van engines and the satellite dish waves that are coming off there, I hope I don't lose my hair as a result of all of this.
No, you're gonna grow. So you're gonna have a full head of hair.
I'm gonna look like Albert Einstein by the time this is over. But we're doing, for Father's Day, you want to do something special for Dad on the grill. Mm-hmm. You can throw some burgers or steaks around there. That's super easy to do, but. I'm doing four different kinds of kebabs, unusual kind of kebabs. One of my favorites, I guess would be called a brat kebab, where I take bratwurst, cut it into chunks, put it on skewers with green pepper and onion and, some delicious vegetables and cook it up on the grill. It's really, really fantastic. One of the most interesting, and I guess this is depends on how you feel about Brussels sprouts. I think a lot of people these days are liking Brussels sprouts, especially on the grill. I do. I take four Brussels sprouts, put them on a skewer, but I wrap them in bacon first, and then they go on the grill. So you get the Brussels sprout bacon taste. Really super, super delicious. So that and some other variations of kebabs. And all of the diesel fumes, all peppered, all perfumed with ethanol and microwave waves.
All right.
All coming up after. Yeah, that's going to be me about 9:45
I'll let
this
you
morning.
Go get your asbestos suit on. For that. Thank you, Dean, and perhaps we'll talk tomorrow.